This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. UN says one of its top officials in Afghanistan met the Taliban's deputy prime minister to discuss a ban on women working at non-governmental groups. VOA's Joe Ramsey is reporting.
The ban issued just over a week ago has prompted major aid agencies to suspend operations in Afghanistan, raising fears that millions will be left without food, education, health care, and other critical services during the harsh winter. The deputy head of the UN mission in Afghanistan met the Taliban officials Sunday, with the agency saying the ban, quote, denies girls and women from education and training, harms millions, and prevents the delivery of vital aid to men, women, and children. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Ukrainians woke up to a grim 2023 on Sunday, reeling from more sirens and fresh missile attacks as the death toll from Russia's massive New Year's Eve assault across the country climbed to at least three. Shortly after midnight, air raid alerts had sounded in the capital, followed by a barrage of missiles that interrupted Ukraine's small celebrations at home. Ukrainian officials say Russia is now deliberately targeting civilians, seeking to create a climate of fear and destroy morale. 10 guards and 4 inmates were killed early Sunday when gunmen in armored vehicles attacked a state prison and across the border from El Paso, Texas. The Chihuahua State Prosecutor's Office said in a statement that around 7 a.m., various armored vehicles arrived at the prison and gunmen opened fire on guards. In addition to those killed, 13 people were wounded and at least 24 inmates escaped. This is VOA News. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI's longtime private secretary says the dying pope's last words were, "Lord, I love you." He told the Vatican's official media on Sunday that a nurse who helped for the 95-year-old retired pontiff in his final hours said on Saturday and recanted Benedict speaking those words in Italian. Earlier Sunday, Pope Francis marked the new year by presiding over Mass in St. Peter's Basilica and praying for his late predecessor. Thousands of faithful are expected to file past Benedict's coffin during 3 days of viewing at St. Peter's Basilica that starts on Monday. A spokesperson for the Taliban-led government says that a bombing at a military airport checkpoint in the Afghan capital has killed and wounded several people. It is the first deadly blast of 2023. No one immediately claimed responsibility, but the regional affiliate of the Islamic State group has increased attacks since the Taliban takeover in 2021. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk says that the shape of the new year will be determined by the individual and collective actions people take. He says his hope is the next year is for people to lead their lives with kindness, empathy, unity, protection, and for human rights.
We must ensure women's rights, for example, are respected at home and in public, that women and girls have full equality and freedom from discrimination. We must open our children's eyes to the mistakes of the past. We can inspire them to write a story of hope and unity and instill in them a commitment to creating a better world.
The 75th anniversary of the Universal Dedication or Declaration of Human Rights will be celebrated this year. Brazil's Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has been sworn in as president in the capital, assuming office for the third time after the thwarting outgoing incumbent Jair Bolsonaro's re-election bid. Lula was president from 2003 to 2010, and his return to power marks the culmination of a political comeback, sure to thrill supporters and enrage opponents in a fiercely polarized nation. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.